myself in 2006. I keep this house. Lonely, I grasp those commandments of a bric-a-brac, only which I can hold on my back. My patience and endurance are being tested. Nomadic hearts paper my walls. I place those roses above the door frame. They remind me of an old confessional, a remembrance to have my mouth shut and eyes towards God. Closets and drawers crammed to a close, filled with skeletons, old ghosts, some term papers I wrote. Composed, refined, we all play along with the lie. Words become heavy, thick, and textured, pattern-embedded suggestions woven into my tapestry. Plaster Saint. Commitments I'm unwilling to make. I still don't have the fortitude or the strength. I was sued, lied to, then steadily immobilized. Asked to trade in my clothes for wet paper mache. Entrapped, entirely statuesque for the rest of my days. Facelift. Corruption aids the pain that's invisible on the outside. Steady flowing numbness keeps me alive. Reconstituting myself, I act as though I can speak. I sneer and laugh at it all as I migrate into something else, transitory at the least. Gradiva, unintentional absolving of critical sins, momentary blocks of backwards time constantly rewinding, an infinite loop, you say, lapses cosines by degrees. If all of existence were singular spaces, ambivalence exhibited in my quick, indecisive steps, hopefulness undulating in rhythmic strides, transference of pain through handshakes. Non-stop rehearsal of life, littered with traces of glass and smudges of eye makeup, abandonment, loss of words, when edges are pressed to necks, intimate, unconsummated threats. Dependency, jealousy, and self-cruelty. This is your cynicism. I smile, depicting a figure eight, above the grave but below the feet. The other shoe drops. Reserved amidst the swarming chatter. The other shoe drops. Reserved amidst the swarming chatter. Courting under archways and smiles, the severity of phrases, like bricks falling instead of rain, serenely distant confusion fuzzing the lighting, until I can feel the ghastliness of white, I refuse to pour over. Moral asphyxiation. The abscess has grown, enlarging daily, painful and extreme, I don't want it to leave. This is my suffering for what I've done, the parasite is too much for me to dispose of. I will be swallowed whole as it eats away the rotted inside. I revel in all the discomfort, feeling more and more forgiven. Let me know when it's fathomable to have an honest relationship with a saint. When you know redemption is unattainable, you see the ruler slapped down on your hand, you answered that problem incorrectly. But the Mother Superior will save me, so goes another crack of the Bible belt. Fall on your knees, the dutiful pet they want you to be. Washing your brain until it's spotless and new, then they can reteach you everything they want you to do. Test of tolerance or penance. Buying blind faith turns out it isn't as cheap as it used to be. Absolving, anointing, inaccurate, and boring. Palpitations. Pulsating, moving so quickly without any numbing sleep. Nerves surge, encircling, the urges which swarm and overwhelm, beginning to surround. Skip one, skip two, now I'm none. Breath taken in swift shocks of icicles and knives, sharp is no longer without form. Eyes crystallized, glazing over watery, sunken cavities. Iron arms and legs, weight in leaden blocks. Solid is no longer only a state. Skip three, skip four, down the hall, out the door. Irrational coincidence. Juxtaposition causes cataclysmic joining or fission. One mind's eye through which you may begin to perceive this union. Walking down corridors of closed doors, synapses and neurons fidget, which was thought to be is neither here nor there, but the question wasn't where. Now were you asked aforementioned emotions are out of the question. You want me to start over? I couldn't read my typing. Irrational coincidence. Juxtaposition causes cataclysmic joining or fission. One mind's eye through which you may begin to perceive this union. Walking down corridors of closed doors, synapses and neurons fidget, which was thought to be is neither here nor there, but the question wasn't where. Nor were you asked aforementioned emotions are out of the question. Can you see and not feel, know and not prove to bear a prideful heel? Smug, no, expressionless, quite blank, bald as baby's toes and as unassuming? Did you find it interesting? Kafkaesque at best. Better make it good then. Less philanthropic, philosophic. Gadfly of society, laying down inside Plato's cave, staunch supporter of the ever-popular Socratic debate. Society's conscious, open wound, his mouth's agape. Not closing, but maintaining, drawn in perfect O's and adulterous glances. Your left, liberette, still empty, needing breath. A butterfly must have flapped its wing. Do you believe in Armageddon and self-fulfilling prophecy? Nostradamus spewing his sporadic clues after facts? Numerologists or mathematicians? What's the difference? Chernobyl, the Four Horsemen, the barcode, the devil? Which is the lesser evil?